Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Join us on the line right now, legal analyst Joe DeGenovine. Man, we asked you to come back for another second in 1 week appearance because we got stuff to talk about. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so they've made a decision. Again, these 5:45, and actually it was 5:49. I think they did that just to spite me. But about 5:45, we get this announcement that we're going to have a special counsel to look into the matter with regard to the Trump campaign and Russia. Is there any there? What's your thought about this? Robert Mueller is the guy. What do we know about him, and do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, first of all, Robert Mueller is a superb choice. Obviously, former FBI director, former assistant attorney general for the criminal division, just a tremendous individual, great reputation, and you can tell from the reaction of Republicans and Democrats that this was a superb choice by Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general.
But is it a good idea to even have a special counsel? Some people think what's the crime? Why are we even bothering?
Well, there is a question about what the crime is, but I think what happened here is that Rod Rosenstein determined that the situation, because of the president's statements and the memos from James Comey, put the matter in an entirely different light, which meant that there had to be fact-finding. And if there was going to be fact-finding that had to be done, it had to be done by someone outside the Department of Justice. And I agree with that decision. I think that, especially given who they chose, it will obviously elongate the process. It's going to take a lot more time, but it's probably the best thing for the department and also for the president because it resolves the matter. They can now say, this is under investigation. We're not at liberty to say anything further. I mean, if they're capable of doing that, this is actually could be a blessing in disguise.
How long is this investigation going to go? My fear is that this goes and we start hearing the results of this in 2019, just as Republicans are running for re-election.
Well, there's no way to tell how long any investigation is ever going to last, and that no one who's a professional would ever give you a time limit for anything, because that's just not the way you do an investigation. You investigate until you get your answers. So that's an unknown. It could go on for a short time. It could go on for a very long time. Given the nature of this investigation, which is the alleged collusion, of which there is no proof, between the Trump campaign and the Russians, you can only tell how long it's going to last by what the FBI has already been able to develop by way of information. So, you know, they said they had enough resources during testimony on Capitol Hill to finish it up. So I'm assuming that the investigation is at least pretty far along. But the Comey memos and the president's tweets about having recording devices sort of changed the landscape and made this necessary.
But didn't the president say, he didn't say he had recording devices. He had said he had better hope that there were no recordings of the conversations. And I thought he was alluding to the fact that he was being surveilled by the FBI.
Yeah, I have no idea what the president meant, and I don't think anybody does.
Okay.
And all it does, though, is it's a complicating factor in a very, very long series of complicated actions. And when the Comey memos came out, which detailed the conversations with the president, it pretty much made this inevitable because you need answers. And as I said, I think the president's going to benefit from this.
Sometimes these investigations go in directions that you don't see when they start. And I'm wondering, do you think it's possible that this investigation could look into things like, oh, Susan Rice and the unmasking of American citizens in intelligence reports, or perhaps, you know, the leaking that has taken place by some in the intelligence community?
Well, I think it definitely could. The disclosure of the Flynn identity from the unmasking that was done during the Obama administration is a federal crime. The publication of that, of course, is not a crime, but the leaking to the newspaper is a federal crime. That is directly related to what is being investigated, which is the allegations of collusion. So the certainly any leaks related to that would be investigatable, and I would think it would be a natural part of an investigation.
And what about this idea that people say, well, you get a special counsel, and by God, they got to justify their existence?
Well, I wouldn't worry about that in the case of Robert Mueller. I mean, he has his reputation. He's not interested in making a name for himself. He's interested in doing a job. He has a great reputation for public service and candor and integrity. He's not going to stretch this thing out. He's going to do his job and go home. Now, his job may take a little longer than anyone would anticipate, but this is not going to be stretched out by Bob Mueller for any nefarious reasons.
My last question for you is, does this blow back on Comey? Because on May 3rd, Comey testified that there were no attempts to impede the investigation. And then this memo that allegedly exists that no one has seen totally contradicts that. So does this blow back on him? Because he either perjured himself or the memo's a lie.
Well, the interpretation of these memos require us to see them physically and to look at the words and to analyze them. I'm not going to go by whatever was read to a New York Times reporter over the phone by a Comey associate. The truth is, what Comey put down is not in and of itself an attempt to influence the investigation, but it could be interpreted that way given other circumstances that happened in the meeting, which we simply don't have enough facts to know anything about what Comey did or the president did. And so that's going to be part of Mueller's job.
Very quickly, and literally we are out of time, Joe Lieberman is FBI director.
A great idea.
Yeah. So you trust Joe to do that and be a good job there?
Oh, my goodness. The former state attorney general, former United States senator, has all the right instincts. Not a partisan, a very serious man. Also, Frank Keating, former FBI agent and governor of Oklahoma. Great guy.
All right.
Would be wonderful.
We got to leave it there. Joe DeGenova, legal analyst. We really appreciate you joining us again today.
Thanks, Joe.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Improve your home's appearance with a new garage door from Ideal Door. Did you know a garage door is the number one project for return on your investment? Instantly increasing the value of your home. Choose a new door from our in-stock selection or customize your own using our free garage door designer. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.